Revolutionary Talk for Revolutionary Times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. You know I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you, and what's going on, everybody? Well, we've got the markets higher. Looks like they are possibly breaking out of that downtrend that we were in. Could be possibly headed back to the upside. The VIX continues to get pounded. So what does it all mean? Well, right now it doesn't mean anything. It means that the markets may be getting ready for a little bit of a rally. Certainly we've had, you know, over the last week, we've had some pretty dramatic action. You've seen, if we go back to last Thursday, we were down about 400 and reversed. And get back to near unchanged, if not slightly positive. Friday jobs, we were down big and then ended up huge. And we continue to be up this week. So, you know, is it safe? Let's go to Dustin Hoffman. Is it safe? And the answer is we'll see. You know, if it's safe to you know, to go ahead and get back in. I think that, you know, again, one of the things you always have to remember is that if we have a market that is turning around, then, you know, it's something that we can look at. If it's a dead cat bounce, I mean, again, over the longer haul here, I don't see the markets in great shape. Okay. However, you know, we're not going to, you know, sit here and fight, you know, what's going on either. I mean, I think we have to, you know, continue to watch the market and try to, you know, figure out, you know, where the next direction is. But certainly you do not want to get yourself in the middle of it, nor do you want to try to predict where the next move is. Right now, the path of least resistance appears to be higher. I think that you have to respect what the markets are showing you, and right now they're trying to go higher. And so we're going to have to sit back and let them play the way that they want, and we can work from there and see, you know, what's next. But now it's either, as an investor, as we've said many times, you just always invest. As a trader, you know, you want to look and kind of, this is kind of a neutral observation period. This is not something that we'd want to get too aggressive with one way or the other. We would rather sit back and let the markets give us a clue as to what we want to do from a trading standpoint. You know, we've fought oil for a while, and, you know, again, we're getting close to our exit, and the exit itself is, you know, again, you cannot sit there and continue to fight forever. You have to draw a line in the sand for when it's time to get out. And, you know, in the oil standpoint, you know, I'm still of the belief that we are in the backwardation formation, which is not bullish, which in my eyes, we're seeing more of the markets driven by fear. But at some point you have to say, okay, enough. You know, I'll take my loss and move on. And that's something that I have to, you know, continually remind people of, that, you know, the irrationality of the markets, you know, they can go, extend in directions for long periods of time. So even if you're eventually proven right, will you have the bullets left to capitalize when they do go and come back in the way that you think they're going to go? Because we know that all markets go up and down. Nothing goes straight up and nothing comes straight down. So that is something that we have to make sure that we understand, is how do we adjust against this? And I think the best way is you know, again, you have to have a exit point no matter where, no matter what you're trading. Okay. If you're investing, then, you know, you can hold, you know, but you should, even in your investing portfolio, if something dramatically changes on what you own, then you probably have to consider maybe even exiting something there. But typically, if we're investing, we're not interested in looking for exits. We're looking to continue to accumulate and continue to buy. All right, because that's how we actually compound our portfolio. But we have to make sure that we are, you know, prepared and ready, and, you know, putting ourselves in the best position to create successful opportunities. Because if you remember, you know, we talk about this a lot, but if you remember, trading, investing is really nothing more than a big game. It is the same as if you're a good poker player or a gin player or a bridge player and a backgammon player. Those are all mathematical games that have mathematical certainties over time. Remember, you have to always remember what we call the law of large numbers. And the law of large numbers just states that if you're taking something that you have an advantage on, and you can do it over and over again, yeah, you're not going to win all the time, but you will come out. It's the same as, you know, I mean, a coin flip. A coin flip is a 50-50 proposition. It never changes. So the only way it can change is if somebody changes the, for example, the betting odds on that. But we're not, you know, we're not going to do that. And that's, so when you're looking at the market, knowing that you're an 8% favorite basically by buying, you know, good quality stocks, you're not gambling, you know, the markets go up 8% year over year. So if you're buying good solid indices or good solid stocks, then they should go up 8% year over year. They won't go up every year, but they will go up over time. And again, you're playing the probability model. And that's something that is always important to understand, is how probability works and where we can get the best shot for ourselves. And that's something that, again, we like to talk about often here, is because basically the trading game, the investing game, is a probability model to begin with. So that's something that you as the investor, you as the trader, have to always keep in mind and understand that you are playing a probability model. In the meantime, this is the Bubba Show. It is Thursday, May the 10th. And, of course, I want to remind you to download the show every single day at libertytalk.fm, the only station you need for your content. And, of course, always remember our high school investing program as we continue to try to educate our youth. We just pushed over 500 high schools and obviously looking for more, but do need the capital to go along with it. If you'd like to help us out, go to Patreon, patreon.com/BubbaTrading. That's patreon.com/BubbaTrading. We're going to step out here for a break, and we'll be back with more of the Bubba Show after the break. Todd Bubba Horowitz, the Bubba Show. We're coming right back after the break. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And of course, I'm sure you've heard by now, but overnight we had President Trump had arranged to have a few prisoners returned from North Korea, and they showed up in the middle of the night And of course, I'm sure that the left will find a reason that this wasn't a good thing. And I'm sure they will not give him any credit for it. But I think no matter which side of the aisle you sit on, and again, we don't care. We're not, we don't hold it against anybody, whatever side, because we actually sit, we sit on the fence post, with more of the libertarian views, but it doesn't matter. But you can't deny or argue the fact that the president has done a pretty good job. And certainly has done a good job keeping his promises. Now, those of you who hate him, I know you don't want to give him credit for it, but I don't know how you can't. I mean, this is what he said he was going to do. He stopped the Iran deal. He dropped out of TPP. He got these prisoners returned. He's going to sit down with North Korea right now, scheduled to be in, I guess, in about a month in Singapore. Is it going to be fruitful? I don't know. But, you know, I keep hearing these jackasses on TV, the old regimes, saying, well, you know, we've had these things before, and maybe we have had them before. And again, I don't remember them, but I do know the one difference today versus what we've seen happen in the past is today you've got somebody who appears to want to follow through. Today you've got somebody who's got some backbone and isn't really concerned with what others say. So I think, to me, at least, I think we have a better shot. Okay. And to me, I think this is something that, you know, we're starting to see set up as a much better opportunity. And maybe, you know, can President Trump bring peace and put some of these deals to bed? I don't know. You know, again, I can't speak. I know we're never going to have peace, in my mind, with Iran. I mean, you know, if you saw the stuff of, you know, the videos, Death to America, burning the American flag, and quite frankly, who wants them? You know, anybody who thinks that way of any people, okay, of any, let me put it, rephrase it, any reasonable people, okay, listen, we know there's always hatred out there. There's always hatred from somebody to somebody. I mean, it's just, that's the way it goes, unfortunately. But I mean, overall, if we could cut down the amounts and make things better for everybody, wouldn't that be a boom? And I think that's really what it comes down to, is that we need to put ourselves in that best position. And I do believe that the president is doing just that. And hopefully it will continue. I mean, again, it's going to always be a battle because of all of the jackasses out there that on both sides of the aisle that are against him, because, of course, they don't want to change their ways of absconding with monies that they don't deserve, but that they've, you know, have been figured out how to steal it, basically. So, you know, do I have concerns? You know, well, that's the problem. You know, we can't get through the internal strife and turmoil. You've got too many of these people that are in politics that could care less about what really happens and only care about their legacy and building their own, filling up their own pockets. So I think that becomes a bit of a problem. And that's, I think, why we haven't been able to get much fast all this. And again, that's where we have to be in a position to say enough. And you know, that's, you know, we talked about that in the first part of the show about enough when we're taking a loss on something. Well, I think we now have to say enough on some of our crappy politicians that again are not trying to take care of us. They're trying to stick it to us because we're the patsies. And, you know, I'm tired of, it's the, you know, the story, it's the way we've always done it. I even look into some of these, you know, these big banks and some of the regulations that they violated. You know, you look at Wells Fargo and you get, you know, of course, Warren Buffett, who is supposed to be squeaky clean. And I said the other day, he's a shark, just like any of the rest of them. You know, the things that Wells Fargo did, if any smaller bank did that, that didn't have the capital behind them, they'd be out of business. They'd be in jail. So why is it that Wells Fargo is only been responsible for some fines and a few people had to retire or resign with their, you know, $135 million package in their pocket? You know, that's to me, this is where the double standard comes into play. And I have nothing personally against Wells Fargo. I could care less. Okay. But it goes back to the same thing that I always talk about, is that the big guys tell the regulators to go scratch because they can't. And, you know, when you look at it from that perspective, okay, it's not fair to anybody else. It doesn't create a fair and equal balance of power when JP Morgan, Morgan Stanley, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, and others can basically just do what they want and tell the regulators to go screw and just say, well, we're pay or fine. That is why I always have a problem, because, again, that does not bring the fair business practice to everybody else. And that's where I think the Oracle is full of crap, okay? Because he takes advantage of every one of these situations. He may not do it directly, but indirectly, by being an investor, okay, and by talking up his book, okay? You know, so if it's okay for him, then, oh, it's okay for me. And that, to me, I think is a problem, because, again, this is why we've got so much disparity between everybody, is because we allow the big banks, we allow these people to get away with a lot of this stuff, which should not be allowed. And I find that to be a very troubling situation as well. And to me, I find that to be very upsetting. And that is why I think that we need, you know, a lot of these changes. This goes all the way from the top down. And that's why, again, going back to why we're not getting anything really done, is for just these types of things. This is why there's always so much stuff going on, and why the lobbyists are so important to these guys, because they continue to lobby for the things that are important to them, but not things that are important to the American people. And to me, that's a tragedy, you know, and I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm sick and tired of having the same old all the time, when it could be so much better and we could change some of the stuff and we wouldn't have the criminals, you know, grabbing yours and my money. And that's what I think is a very, very sad state of affairs. And that's where I think that President Trump could really affect change and the difference. But, of course, he's not getting any cooperation from either side of the aisle. But that's where we are today, and hopefully that will change. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show, and I am Todd Bubba Horowitz. And, of course, you know, if you're not getting Bubba's Daily Update every day, you're making a mistake. You should go right now to BubbaTrading.com and fill out the little box when it comes up to get my update each and every day. It's free. It's a 3 to 5 minute video every single day after the close. No credit card. I can just fill it out and I will email you the update and basically give you tomorrow's newspaper today. And also, don't forget to download The Bubba Show every day as we try to get to our goal of 1 million downloads a month. So if you would just go to LibertyTalk.fm and download it, I'd appreciate it. And we will see you back here right after the break with more of The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, The Bubba Show, coming right back to you.
Fly me to the moon. Let me...
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report. bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, at CNN, CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd, Bubba Horowitz with you. And, you know, we look at a lot of different things. And, you know, I wonder, you know, what is going to happen with, you know, the overall markets here. You know that, you know, generally, I mean, based on the pattern, I can't be necessarily bearish here, although I'm, you know, longer term bearish and not a perma bear. Just, again, I think we've gone way too far too fast. But there's just a lot of things going on, and you know, I start looking at some of the things that are going out, and of course, a lot of the bad debt that is out there, and we continue to ignore the bad debt. We continue to basically say it doesn't really matter, and I wonder when those things didn't matter anymore. I wonder when we became immune to any of the issues. And this goes back to, you know, when I talk about the cryptocurrencies and why I think they're going to be real and why I believe that we are in the midst of a financial revolution because of the Bitcoin. And, you know, when you look at it and you watch it and you see the different things that go on, And yet, we just let them slip by, and we let the Fed do their ignorance of things. And again, look, I don't think the Fed should be in. I don't think we should have a Federal Reserve, especially one that does not follow what their original mandate was. I think that the Federal Reserve is more to blame for a lot of these issues than anybody else. And I'm not talking about just now. I'm talking about since they became into inception, since they have become the destructors of American wealth and the destructors of the American currency. And I think that's why you're seeing a much bigger push into the cryptocurrencies, because at the end of the day, it becomes a problem, and what they do creates more problems. And to me, I find that extremely disturbing, because the Fed is supposed to just watch the monetary policy and the system, not become an independent corporation putting together whatever they want and creating this whole interest rate cycle. Now, quietly, the 10-year is back above 3%. The dollar is continuing to rally. And I think what you're going to see is, as we've said many, many times, this is what we think the black swan event is going to be, is the overall, you know, the higher interest rates. Because again, think about it. If the stock market dividend, which is whatever he wants to talk about, is, let's say, 3.25%, but that is not a 3.25% with no risk. That's 3.25% with a lot of risk. However, on the other side of the coin, with a lot of reward. But again, people have to decide, you know, is do they want to be guaranteed to 3%, 3.5%, whatever it happens to be, and just that's it? Or do they want to go ahead and take the risk to get a lot more? Because certainly, you know, not only has the stock market yielded, you know, X forever, but, you know, if you had been in the last 10 years, I mean, you've had a monster rally, plus you've gotten the dividend. So, again, this is where you have to make the decision on where you are in life. What is my position? What am I trying to accomplish? You know, do I have enough money to live the rest of my life? Does my pension or Social Security plus 3% of my holdings, does that keep me in the lifestyle that I'm accustomed to, that I want to be in? Okay, because those are the important questions, and that's why it always has to be, well, where do I go? Now, I, as you know, I'm a big believer of the equity markets. So I am not interested. I mean, at 10%, I might be interested in putting in CDs. But at 3%, I'm not, me personally, I'm not really interested in that. However, you know, you have to decide for you, from your personal perspective, as to what makes the most sense. Now, my guess, the best way to do it would be some sort of a compromise in between. So if you have, let's say, we'll just use $200,000 as an example. If you have $200,000, so maybe you put $100,000 at 3.5% or whatever we're going to be at 10-year bonds, and then you leave 100% in the equity market. But obviously, the biggest fear of most people is that they'll run out of money, that they won't have enough for an emergency. They won't have enough to live a life. I mean, certainly when you retire, you just don't want to retire dead and not be able to do anything. The reason you work so hard all your life to be able to retire is so that you can enjoy your life in your older years. Now, you know, you should be able to set aside the amount of monies that you think you're going to need to last you the rest of your life. And you better add, if you think you're going to live, you know, if you're healthy and you're 65, you think you're going to live to 95, then you better assume maybe you'll live to 100. Okay, you got to have a little extra just in case, right? To save for a rainy day. But that's how you have to divide up your portfolio. Because, again, you always want to make sure you have that safe capital on the side, just in case. Okay, because we don't know. I mean, what do we know? We know that the markets are going to go up. If you're 25, then every dime you have should go into the equity market. Okay, or maybe a little bit in the Bitcoin, but you know what I'm saying. The bulk of your investment should go into the equity market. If you're 65, you may want to look at it a little bit differently, because again, it comes back down to how are you going to survive if times are a little bit tough, because they're going to get tough. And being in equities is great, but you don't want to ever have to be forced to sell. And we know that most people get forced to sell at the absolute bottom of the market, which is never something that we want to be able to do. Well, first of all, we never want you to have to do it. But you'd never want to do it, you know, because obviously you are panicking with the rest of the world. And I always find that a little troubling, because that's, you know, of course, that's what creates advantages for those who understand the market. When others are panicking, okay, is when you should be, you know, wanting to be a buyer. And when others are telling you that this is a new market and we're never going down again, is the time that you probably want to be a seller. But so getting back to your retirement and what's going to happen. So if we look at this, and a stronger dollar is going to affect the globe, not just here. It's going to affect exports. It's going to affect global lending and so on and so forth. So if we ignore that, if we allow that to be a part, then, you know, then okay, then you can continue to be the same. And of course, all of a sudden, one day you're going to wake up, the market's going to get creamed, and you're going to say, oh, Bubba said this. And again, I'm never an advocate of getting out. I'm an advocate of being hedged and staying in equities. I mean, I personally will never go into the bond market, okay? Because I believe the equity market is too good. I believe that the growth that you get there, especially if you know how to protect it and hedge it, keeps you always in the game. So why would I want to get out of that? But for those of you who don't want to do that, or those of you who want to get out of the game, then that's what you have to look for. And you have to always go back and decide, you know, what do you want that is liquid and safe, and what is it that you're not going to want to sell? And that's always a big question, and it always becomes very challenging for many, which is what usually creates market panics. And kid you not, there will be another market panic. Okay, no matter what Janet Yellen says, there will be another market panic. Okay, there will be another market collapse in our time. But that's will turn out to be, if you learn it properly, it will turn out to be a great buying opportunity. And that's something that we always want to make sure that you understand, is to put yourself in that best position to be successful. In the meantime, this is the Bubba Show, and I am Todd Bubba Horowitz. And of course, as we talk about often, our financial literacy course, which we give to high schools, and I urge you to check out highschoolinvesting.com and see our curriculum, see what we're offering, and we do give it away free to schools. It's just our way of trying to give back, but we've given back a lot, and we're now looking for some help. If you'd like to help us out, you can go to Patreon, patreon.com/BubbaTrading, and don't forget to download the Bubba Show every day at libertytalk.fm. The only station you need. Check it out. And we've got a lot of content there for you, including the Sporting Edge on the weekends and Crypto Investor X with Matt Demeter. In the meantime, we're going to step out here for a break. This is The Bubba Show. I am Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll be right back with more after the break. The Bubba Show. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, and I thought I'd share a little Bill Whittle with you and his take on Kanye West. Let's check it out.
Hip-hop artist and pop culture superstar Kanye West committed the ultimate sin just a little while ago. You see, murder and rape, that kind of peccadillo, can be forgiven in Hollywood, but Kanye West, well, he's crossed the line. He has openly praised Donald Trump, and the left is acting as if the world is coming to an end. They're reacting as if the world is coming to an end, because the world is coming to an end. Their world, anyway. Kanye West won his left-wing street cred when he made an off-the-cuff remark during a live television appearance for Hurricane Katrina relief back in 2005.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Look, like him or loathe him, and there's no real middle ground when it comes to Kanye, he is arguably the most powerful and influential voice in music in the world. Young blacks love Kanye's music, and young whites and Hispanics and Asians all around the planet try their best to dress and talk and sing like Kanye West, because Kanye has moral credibility. Now, here's an electoral college map of what the next presidential election would look like if it was held today and only millennials voted. And here's a map of what it would look like if only non-whites voted. So, since it's obvious to everyone of intelligence and social consciousness that the only people that support Donald Trump are aging white racists, the reason the left is melting down over this is because they are having a hell of a time trying to figure out how to turn this guy into this guy. It's not going well at all. Chance the Rapper, another hip-hop artist who is also a closeted old white male racist, apparently, stepped on a 500 megaton thermonuclear rake when he inadvertently said, quote, black people don't have to be Democrats, unquote. Oh, yes, they do. Oh, yes, they do. You see, if Democrats don't get at least 85% of the black vote, they never win national office again. Let me just say that one more time. If black people decide that they don't have to be Democrats, then the Democratic Party simply ceases to exist. That's why enormous pressure was put on Chance the Rapper to recount his thought crime, which he did. Even more pressure was put on Kanye to take back his pro-Trump tweets, which, and I can't believe I'm saying this, to his everlasting credit, is something Kanye has steadfastly refused to do. And that includes, by the way, a death threat from a fellow musical hip-hop artist. Kanye says he likes the way that Candace Owens thinks. I do, too. By the way, below there's a link to 3 1-minute, 60-second SmackDown videos I did with Candace for TPUSA, but it's even worse than that, because careful sleuthing has revealed that Kanye West is listening. Are you sitting down? Kanye West listens to Jordan Peterson. And as I write this, I discover that he has quoted the smartest man on planet Earth, Thomas Sowell. Kanye West quoted Thomas Sowell. Sorry about that. Kanye West has 28 million Twitter followers, 28 million people. Just heard from Thomas Sowell. And of the 28 million, I'm guessing that the number who've never heard of Thomas Sowell before is somewhere around 28 million. Now, that means that Kanye has to renounce his conservative thought crimes. He just has to. And for the biggest reason of all, which is simply this. Kanye West has given people permission to like Donald Trump. This influential, as cool as they get, pop icon listens to Jordan Peterson and Candace Owens and Thomas Sowell, and that gives anyone who's ever heard of Kanye West permission to listen to them too. Kanye's many, many things, but a square is not one of them. So here's where the left has a bit of a problem on their hands. You see, liberal Democrats have been running these cities for those many years. Remember that mass shooting in Las Vegas a while back? 59 people killed? That was one less person than 1 month, that same month, in Chicago. 1 month, every month. Same numbers, more or less, for these other cities as well. So the only way to make people who actually live in these inner cities take numbers like this, when I say take it, I mean, you know, take it, eat it, live with it, is to lie to them. Lie to them. And the lie is that the people with the courage to talk about this, because we would like to have something done about it, have to be racist, because there's only one thing that could make Black America put up with so many of their kids being killed on the streets in front of their eyes every single day for three generations now. And that one thing is the lie that somehow, and please tell me how, Republicans would be worse. Anyway, that's the plan. So now this guy likes this guy, and that makes this guy an anti-Black racist. And so is this guy, as well as this racist, and this racist. Racist, 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 both racist, 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 scientific racist, 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 and guess what? Racist, racist, and racist. Do you ever play that game that children like to play? When you say a word so fast, so many times, that it suddenly loses all of its meaning?
And that was Bill Whittle's take on Kanye West and some of the other things that are going on. And of course, I think that that is an important message that we all should share. And we shouldn't be left or right. We should be centered, looking for what is best for everybody and for the country. Okay. I don't think that I believe you can find good and bad on either side of the aisle. I believe you can find good and bad in any people. And I think we see that proven every single day. And I think that we need to be more understanding of how our system works and how we have been taken down the primrose path to mediocrity because of what everybody assumes has to be the way it should be. And this goes back to one of the things that my biggest pet peeves is always that, well, this is the way we've always done it, and I think that that's wrong. And that's where I think we need to have a thought process of how we put together everybody together, because certainly we can all have differences of opinions, but all want the same end result, which is a greater America, a better America. And I think that our president has tried to do that, because we all know that he is really, as Ronald Reagan was, more of a center guy looking for the best in America and not trying to keep us on separate sides of the aisle. Think about that as you spend the rest of your day and wonder why we are in the mess that we're in, and why we have so much division among the country, and why we have these sanctuary cities, and so on and so forth. This is The Bubba Show, and I am Todd Bubba Horowitz. And of course, as always, I want to remind you to get Bubba's Daily Update, which is available to you for free each and every day after the market closes. I send that little video, 3 to 5 minutes, of what I saw happening, what I expect to happen tomorrow. So you're kind of getting tomorrow's newspaper today. And all you have to do is go to BubbaTrading.com, fill out the little form that's in there, a little blank, no credit card required, no cost. Just fill out your information and I will send you every day my daily video. And of course, don't forget to download the show each and every day at LibertyTalk.fm. You can also get the Sporting Edge there as well, and Crypto Investor X. And as always, I thank all of you for being a part of today's show. It's always great to have you on here, and we'll see you back here tomorrow on Friday, May the 11th. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Have a great day, everybody. Thank you so much. We'll see you later.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.